New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says that her cabinet has agreed in principle on tougher gun laws.
I think incredible that we've been able to bring together the information needed for the in-principle decision that's already been made. Now it's about making sure some of the details and implementation work is prepared.
Ardern told reporters that changes will be announced within 10 days of what she called a horrific act of terrorism. The premier also announced an inquiry into Friday's terror attacks that targeted two mosques in the southern city of Christchurch. A gunman shot dead 50 Muslim worshippers using five assault weapons. Authorities say that he had bought the weapons legally, including two semi-automatic rifles. Brenton Tarrant, a white supremacist, live-streamed the carnage and posted a racist manifesto online. He's been charged with murder. Barry Grossman, international lawyer and peace activist from Bali, explains how the mainstream Western media use terror attacks such as the one in New Zealand to work on Islamophobia.
We're seeing largely American-based corporate media outlets telling us not to focus on the terrorist and the shooter, telling us instead to look at other factors connected with this, while the reality is that this happened in the context, and that context includes an Atlantic world corporate media cartel based largely in the United States that cranks out Islamophobic hate speech and propaganda all day long. The Murdoch media empire, for example, someone counted the other day, has released more than 2,000 clearly Islamophobic front page stories in the last year alone in his various newspapers. And let me add this. I would say that the main difference between this terrorist, this fellow from Australia, and dominant elements in the Atlantic world political and security apparatus goes entirely to questions of tactics. I don't think in terms of core beliefs, leaving room for minor differences in degree, that they're really that different. The fact is that there has been a long-standing war being waged by the Atlantic world on Muslims and against Islam for a long time now.